PhoneBoy Speaks, episode 98, Twitter Patents and Business Social Networking.
How many of you remember the 1982 movie Night Shift with Michael Keaton and Henry Winkler? And the character that Michael Keaton played is, he called himself Billy Blaze, and he'd walk around with a tape recorder to record his crazy ideas. Well, it's kind of what this podcast is, if you get right down to it, but he would record just a few seconds of something, and some of it was pretty crazy, and the tape recorder was ended up being kind of part of the plot in the movie at some point. But in any case, so the idea for this segment, I kind of was reminded of that that particular movie, with the idea saying, you know, I have thoughts throughout the day that don't necessarily fit into the 3 to 5 minute category, but maybe I string enough of them together and I could. We'll see what form this takes. So Twitter got a patent on Twitter. Well, what does that mean? And I'm not entirely sure. I didn't read the patent, but all of the the quote unquote journalism out there says that basically anything that looks and operates like the Twitter service, if anybody's operating that, they could be considered in violation of their patents. Now, I remember back when Twitter first started, and I remember. I remember those days, and I think my thought process has always been with Twitter is it's like IRC, except it's one big chat room. So I question the validity of the patent, but that said, Twitter has said, well, look, we're not going to sue anybody offensively. That's not our goal here. Our goal with patenting stuff is essentially to defend ourselves in case somebody tries to sue us, which, okay, fine, but I'm still not entirely convinced that, you know, Twitter won't be taken over by somebody evil later on and then, like, trying to sue app.net or Facebook or any of these other networks that do this publicly. But as I said, I think there's prior art there. If somebody really wanted to push it, I say IRC is the sort of the thing that I think about when I think about Twitter in the early days and even today and even app.net. Of course, they're, you know, app.net, they're taking it a step further and actually adding channels, which again is just like it's just like IRC back in the day for sure. Somebody asked me a question the other night, and it was on how do you as a business person interact online in a way that doesn't cause you to get hacked? And the only real answer to that question is don't be online. Now, that's not realistic, obviously, but that's the honest answer, because anything you do online, and you can try everything as far as, you know, restricting who you talk to, the kinds of information you share, whatever. If you don't want to potentially be targeted, then don't be online, because the reality is everybody is a target, not necessarily because they want to get to you, but maybe because they want to get to one of your friends, or maybe they want to get to the company you work for. And that's, you know, you're not really the target in most cases. You just happen to be the lucky mark that they found to to attack. But you're not really the target. Step 10 in 200 steps or something.
Thank you for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.